Pierce Doherty and Pat the Cope Gallagher to ask the Minister for Health to discuss the long-term residential care facilities in St Joseph's Hospitals, Trenawler, Remelton and Lifford Community Hospitals in Donegal. Deputies, you have 2 minutes each.
Kermaikat Akarla, Gestampuyat, Kuala Jesh Lorcha Gunir and Nawar, Tawarta Shaw, Leshan Chakte, Patakopa Gallagher. Minister, you'll recall about 2 years ago now, there was much hype when the Minister for Estate, Kathleen Lynch, announced the government's 5-year programme of investment in nursing homes facilities. And yet, despite all the government efforts to sell this package as a good news story, it was met with justifiable shock, confusion and anger right across communities in Donegal. And this followed confirmation that nursing beds at 3 existing community hospitals in the county, namely Lifford, Remelton and St Joseph's in Stranraer, were to be replaced by a new 130-bed central nursing unit to be constructed in Letterkenny. And it has been that turn of phrase, that word replaced, which has been the root cause of this public outrage. And it's hardly surprising because, Minister, in a single press statement, it was announced that the government was planning to effectively downgrade not just one public community hospital, but 3, and all in the same county. Since then, the communities affected haven't stood idly by. They have organised themselves. They have stood up for themselves because over 2 years now and more, campaigners, members of the public, hospital staff, residents, families have quite literally taken to the street in opposition to these plans. And while their determination, their passion and fight back must be commended, the future of these services, and in particular the long-term residential care at these hospitals, remains as uncertain as ever. And what has been caused by this cold, callous stroke? A ministerial pen 2 years ago. That's what caused all of this. And it's been allowed to fester for the last 2 years because far from providing certainty, you and your government have continuously given conflicting reports to communities concerned about the future of these services. So what I'm asking you to do now is, will you give these communities the certainty and straight talking that they deserve for over 2 years now that has been so shamefully denied? Will you now, before this House this evening, clarify the future of long-term residential care in Lifford, in Remelton, in St Joseph's Community Hospital in Stranraer, and will you give a commitment that these services at these community hospitals will not be downgraded going forward?
I'm not surprised. I know the Minister can't be here today because I know exactly where he is. He's on his way to Donegal at the invitation of Minister McHugh on a Tuesday evening when we have a minority government, and they decided to do this when neither myself or Deputy Doherty or any other deputy could attend. I think this is very cynical, and the Minister must answer to this. We would have been there if it was any other day. Had to travel from Sligo on Friday last to meet 550 Irish people, then we could have discussed this. As Deputy Doherty has suggested, the decision of January 2016 has to be overturned. And every single, the only consistency in all of this is every single reply that we got by way of parliamentary question was that the long-stay beds in those hospitals of St Joseph's, Remelton and Lifford do not have a future. And that reply I received in early July of this year before the recess. And of course, when the political temperature became too hot for Minister McHugh, Minister Daly went on local radio and suggested that the information given to me by way of parliamentary reply was wrong. I was very pleased because I thought that there was a mistake and that we were going to turn this. Minister Daly has yet to confirm to the Dáil that that was not true. The uniformity of all was the parliamentary questions, and I give full credit to those who are preparing them. So it's not good enough. And further to that, Minister McHugh announced that there's going to be 3 million. The 3 million was fake news, and it's just a tissue of what you know what that is as a result of all of this. 550 irate people. They will be back there tonight again, and they want answers. And the answers cannot be that it's in the national plan, because the national plan is underwriting the plan of 2016. And I would hope that Minister Byrne, who's always available to answer questions, that Minister Byrne will be able to tell us on behalf of Minister Daly that he has decided to rescind the decision of 2016. Go to Michael.
Thank you, Deputy.
Thanks,
Minister.
Chair. And first of all, to thank Deputy Doherty and Deputy Kilkeller for the topical issue. Unfortunately, the deputies aren't here, as you've already noted yourself, but I will read the statement, and I can't give you any commitment on anything being turned around, so I think that I might make that very clear about you before I even begin. I'd like to thank the deputies for raising the issue and thank them for this matter on behalf of my colleague Jim Daly and Minister of State for Mental Health and Older People. Unfortunately, Minister Daly is unable to be here this evening. However, I'm sure that deputies will appreciate he is attending the public meeting in Ballyfae this evening with Minister John McHugh. He has also met with the Friends of Lifton Hospital and visits St Joseph's Hospital, Stranraer. The HSE executive is responsible for delivering of health and personal social services, including those of facilities such as St Joseph's, Stranraer and Community Hospital, Lifton and Lifton's Community Hospital. Public residential care units are a central part of our health care infrastructure. The provision of 5,000 long-stay beds amounted to approximately 20% of the total stock of nursing homes nationally. There are also 2,000 short-stay community public beds. While the care delivered to residents in the community hospitals is generally of a very high standard, many of these services are delivered in buildings that are less than ideal in the modern context. It is important, therefore, that we upgrade our public bed stock, and this is the aim of the five-year capital investment programme for community nursing units, under which was announced in 2016. These provisions that frame the framework to allow an enhanced programme to replace, upgrade and refurbish these care facilities as appropriate. Significant work was undertaken to determine the most optimum scheduling of the projects within the phased provision of funding and achieve complements and registration with the Health Information and Quality Authority. These investment programmes will see the provision of two new centres in Donegal, one in Ballyshannon and one in Letterkenny. It is proposed under the programme that the new community nursing unit in Letterkenny will be delivered by the end of 2021 through a public-private partnership or alternative funding model to provide long-term resident care service in the area. The decision is related to long-term residential services, as it aspires to the independence of any consideration of other services currently provided in the three community hospitals. Decisions reflect the view that these hospitals were not considered to be appropriate for the use as residential care homes in the medium term. No decision has been made in relation to other service providers by the hospitals. Both deputies will be aware that since the announcement of the five-year capital investment programme for community nursing homes and following discussions with public representatives, Health Forum members and local community groups, local HSE manager agreed to review overall requirements for the area. The review also included an assessment of the inadequate of existing facilities. I understand that a report has been submitted to the National Social Care Division and the HSE National Capital Property Steering Group. This report will be considered by the HSE National Capital Property Steering Group in March. Any proposal for changes to approve capital investment programme will be considered in the context of capital funding available to the health. Potentially review implementation and compliance with the agreed capital approved process. Can I just say to Deputy Cope Gallagher, I don't have any remit in front of me to give you a commitment around what the Minister is going to say this evening, because I really don't know. But I do take on board the fact that both of you have made your concerns known, that you're not around in this evening at the public meeting, and I will take that on board and relay your annoyance and your concerns about that as well.
Thank you, Minister. Deputy Doherty, if you could.
Well, Minister, I've no bloody idea what the Minister is going to say at a public meeting tonight that Fine Gael are organising. The meeting that was organised by the group who's concerned about this here, who invited all the TDs, happened last Friday. But if there was something to be said by the Minister, we should be informed about it here. And I talked about the confusion, which is really, really annoying people on the ground, and particularly those who have loved ones in these community hospitals. And this just adds to the confusion. It said here, this decision is related, and this is the decision of the Letterkenny unit, this decision is related to long-term residential services and is separate to and independent of any consideration of other services currently provided in three community hospitals. But sure, Kathleen Lynch's statement, and this is where the core of it is saying that this is going ahead and because it is replacing the beds in the others. But then you go on to say that the decision reflects the view that the hospitals were not considered to be appropriate for use as residential care homes in the medium term. So you go on to say that they're no good for long-term residential care homes at this point in time. And I am really disappointed, and it's not you and yourself, Minister Byrne, but I'm really disappointed that in the absence of the Minister with direct responsibility for this here, he didn't provide this House with a clear, concise message. And what the message we want very clear is that the Kathleen Lynch statement of 2016, of January 2016, 2 years and 1 month now, is over. And that the HSE, through the government, and I'm finishing this, will invest in these hospitals to make sure that the long-term beds will be secure into the future.
Thank you, Kyle. Minister, what stands out in the prepared reply on behalf of Minister Daly is that the services are delivered in buildings that are less than ideal in the modern context. He will see this evening when he visits St Joseph's that the facilities in St Joseph's, I believe, and those who have their loved ones there, that they're adequate. The Minister decided a number of months ago that they would have a derogation, so the HICWA standards wouldn't apply there. I believe the standards that are there are as good as in any other part of the country. Now, there's also a question mark here over the future of other services in the hospital apart from long-term. So this adds to the confusion. So I would say, in short, we want clarity on this issue. The political decision of 2016 must be reversed, and we must have a plan acceptable to all. It needs to be drawn up and put in place, guaranteeing the future of long-stay accommodation units in the three hospitals, and they need to focus on what I would say, and I'm finalising this now, the future-proofing the long-stay accommodation beds, restoring the bed numbers to what they were there a number of years ago, and restoring the services for all three hospitals. To say that Letterkenny and Ballyshannon, that's a red herring, because in addition to those, the beds in these three hospitals are required to meet the demographic trends and the ageing population in Donegal.
Thank you, Deputy Minister.
Thanks, thanks, Chair. Well, Chair, I don't have much more to add, to be honest with you, and I've listened to both the deputies. All I can add is, I suppose, after this evening's meeting, maybe something might be more clear to people, and there might be some clarity in this evening's meeting in Donegal, and above all, there might be more clarity around the hospitals, but I don't have that in writing, so I can't stand over any commitment that you're looking for. And I do apologise to both deputies if they feel that the written statement that I've read out isn't appropriate at this moment. But maybe, as I said, after this evening, things might be made a bit more clear by the Minister when he visits Donegal later on this evening. But I will bring their concerns back to Minister Daly and to Minister McHugh as well. And I do have to say, agree that, probably be shocked for saying this, but anyway, that, you know, if there's a meeting being held in Donegal, it would have helped if your both yourselves could have been at that as well. And I do apologise for that.
Thank you.